Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Larry Richard. It's smack dab in the middle of American Education Week. Well, what does that mean? It's a great question for our guest, who is the president of the National Education Association, NEA, Becky Pringle, who you can see on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. Madam President, welcome to KDKA.
It's good to be here with you this morning.
So one of the things that I think everybody agrees on is education is important, certainly, but your organization in particular, what do you represent at the National Education Association?
Well, we represent 3 million teachers and school bus drivers and nurses and counselors, those paraprofessionals that help, especially our students with disabilities, just get a little more time to learn. We represent educators who have dedicated their lives to nurturing and helping our students learn.
It's obvious they are the future, and so it's important. And I know it's usually the biggest line item on budgets for states and communities to take care of the kids. That said, throughout the week, each day you highlight something. Since this is the 103rd annual American Education Week, curious, what's today's theme?
Well, each day of this week, we are focusing on encouraging people to go into schools, visit with educators, listen to them, be an educator for the day. It's not an easy job, as I know you know, but you'll see a lot of love and caring and excitement and joy in our public schools all over this country. So we want parents and community members to come into our schools so they have just a little bit more information and better idea of the kinds of things our students need and that they deserve so that every one of them can learn.
And Becky, as you know, it's been increasingly more challenging in some schools to get parents involved in a really productive, positive way to get, you know, those parent-teacher meetings are meaningful, right?
They are, and it's hard. You know, I taught eighth grade science for 31 years, and it's always hard because parents are working. And unfortunately, more and more parents are today have to work 2 and 3 jobs. And it is very hard for them to get off of work and come into the schools, but it is important. And it's one of the things we at the NEA continue to fight for so that parents can do that because our parents are our natural partners. They are students' first teachers. And so it's important for them to continue to help us with the learning and progress and growth of their students and other students too.
We're with Becky Pringle, president of the National Education Association. That said, Becky, the fact that artificial intelligence, technology, all of these things, smartphones have changed the narrative, certainly in the past 100 years of education. What do you see as the most challenging part?
It absolutely has. But, you know, technology has been part of our lives for a really long time, for 100 years. And every time there's a new technology, of course, there is concern about a lot of things. But right now with AI, of course, there is continued concern that too many of our students don't have the tools or they don't have the connectivity to learn in their classrooms and at home. And so as this AI technology really takes hold in our schools and in our work sites, it's really important that we deal with issues of equity for all of our students. It's really important that we protect our students. It's really important that we give our educators a chance to learn and help develop this technology. And so as we think about this newest of technologies in our classrooms, while we embrace it, we also need to always, always make sure that it is used in the best way for our students. And the best way to do that is to make sure our educators are making those decisions.
Well said. But what result was your take from the government shutdown? Because that put a lot of people behind, at least temporarily, but it was challenging for many.
Certainly, anytime the federal government is not fulfilling its role and responsibility in the education of our students, that puts pressure on our local schools. It puts pressure on our states too. And this administration in particular, having passed a bill to actually cut SNAP, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, that impacts there in Pennsylvania, you know, over 4 billion people depend on SNAP. We have 2 million Pennsylvanians who depend on it and over 600,000 children. We know that our children cannot learn if they are hungry. And so regardless of whether we're talking about the shutdown or we're talking about the bill that Congress passed to make the most massive cut in SNAP in our history, that impacts our kids. And it impacts our families.
Becky, appreciate your visit with us today. Thank you for the time and good luck with this American Education Week.
Thanks. It's good to be with you.
And if you'd like more information, you can go to To Myra Rush from our newsroom in studio. Good morning.
Larry, I'm not ready.
What's trending, T?
It's trending.
Besides, you're not ready. Yesterday, we had a great day. I enjoyed being out there.
I'm still recovering from yesterday.
At the Aeropuerto and your little friend, nice. Cricket, that comfort dog.
I was kissed by a dog.
Yeah. Will I
turn into like maybe the president
pumpkin
or something?
Well.
Not a princess or a queen or anything like that. I mean, I was kissed by a dog. I was so cute, though. I wish I would have had it on video.
Yeah, they have these little pets, and they're kind of like comfort creatures.
Yes.
For travelers who are experiencing anxiety. And yeah. I got to say, that little bugger, you brought him over
rolled
to where I was.
Rolled up on me. He rolled up on me.
Put its paw on me. Like it's pushing me away.
Yes, and hey. You got.
I didn't get a kiss. From that cricket. Anyway.
He knew what he was dealing with, so he said, No, I'm good. Anyway, Nicki Minaj, the rapper, is trending.
What'd she do?
She's at the United Nations. She's speaking. There's some audio in your folder.
Thank you, Ambassador Waltz, for this invitation. It is an honor to stand on this stage with you and the other distinguished speakers here today to shine a spotlight on the deadly threat faced by thousands of Christians in Nigeria. I would like to thank President Trump for prioritizing this issue and for his leadership on the global stage in calling for urgent action to defend Christians in Nigeria, to combat extremism, and to bring a stop to violence against those who simply want to exercise their natural right to freedom of religion or belief. I stand here as a proud New Yorker with a deep sense of gratitude that we live in a country where we can freely and safely worship God, regardless of one's creed, background, or politics.
So what is Nicki Minaj's connection to this particular story, or is this just one that touched her heart?
I believe it's just one that touched her heart, just like Kim Kardashian. She wanted to be an attorney, and, you know, she was involved in the clemency for Alice Marie Johnson. And so she, you know, they look for these athletes in some aspects, rappers to get involved, in which, I mean, it's great that she was involved in that. However, I would expect to see like more people who are actually involved in what's happening in Nigeria to speak on Nigeria, other than Nicki Minaj, who has her own issues, sending her to the United Nations and speaking on behalf of the Nigerians representing the U.S. I just think, you know, when they do these kinds of things, it kind of, it just,
you mean where they have celebrities come speak to?
Yeah, it's like, what? Nicki Minaj, you're out there half naked, shaking your thing, and now you want to go and speak in front of, you know, thousands of people, millions of people, I should say, and act as if you care about something like this. I just think it's a poor representation of someone who they should send in to have these conversations. But I digress.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Anyway, moving on.
All right.
Cambridge Dictionary has named its 2025 Word of the Year, highlighting how people increasingly feel deep emotional connections to celebrities. And that word is parasocial.
Parasocial.
Parasocial. People they're saying now people feel a deep emotional connection with celebrities like Taylor Swift, of course, but also with AI chatbots.
So these are people that are having conversations with a non-human entity.
Yes, that's correct. And psychologists warn that these bonds, whether with pop stars or artificial intelligences, can become intense, even unhealthy, as people treat AI like friends or therapists. And we discussed that. People look to AI to talk about, you know, personal issues and things like that. And some aspects, you may or may not get the proper information and diagnosis that you so very much deserve.
Well, again, fair warning to people that artificial intelligence, as we know it now in social media, scans the internet.
Correct.
Instantaneously. And that's how it collates the information. However, the assumption for many is everything on the internet is factual or true.
Mm-hmm.
And so there have been AI documents and people are leaning on it to write papers for them, mm-hmm, and do other things. You're not necessarily getting factual information. And you can sometimes get bad information that can guide somebody the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
So still talk to people. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, to humans, live, real live, so you can actually be connected. And you're speaking with someone who actually has studied and knows exactly what's happening before we go there. And then lastly, did I shake you up there? I scared
a little bit,
you.
Yeah.
Made you nervous?
What happened?
Money, 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 money. No one's getting that $2,000 from President Trump this year. People are on social media. He said it'll be there next year. So, you know.
People were counting on it.
Yeah, you're not getting
right
that
at the
money.
End of the year to help pay for Christmas.
Nope, you're not getting that $2,000 this year, guys and gals. So good, look forward to hearing about that next year. But people had their, you know, their Christmas lists written out, hoping they get that $2,000. But it may be coming next year.
Oh,
dang! You weren't getting it anyway. You're a one percenter. I mean, come on.
Who says you're Marty's not a one percenter? All right, trending with Dee. Thank you, Tamara.
Bye, Larry.
On the Big K Morning Show. Since we got a budget in Pennsylvania, coincidentally, the same day the federal government shutdown officially ended, and back in session and in Harrisburg, State Senator Wayne Fontana. And Senator, I saw you at the Steelers game on Sunday with other senators supporting the POWMIA mission. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Yeah, it's a good day, and we do that every year to bring recognition to those folks, and they certainly deserve it.
Yes, it was Salute to Service Day at Acrisure Stadium for the Steelers and in the National Football League. That said, I kind of joked to you when I saw you leaving the game. I said, well, I guess I'll see you at the new airport on Tuesday. You said, no, we're back to work in Harrisburg. So what's going on in Harrisburg right now?
Well, we're still dealing with two bills that have to do with the budget. One is the debt ceiling bill, and the other is the what we call the non-preferred. That's funding that goes to the Pitt, Penn State, Temple colleges. So those bills will probably both run today, sometime this morning or early afternoon. And then that'll conclude the budget type of legislation. We still haven't dealt with skill games. That's something that we hope to get to before the end of the year.
Yeah, that said, for those that don't know, maybe they've noticed but didn't understand why we've seen these skill game parlors pop up as standalones or in many cases as part of another business. Can you explain for people what those are, Senator, and why you'd like to see them regulated?
Well, first of all, they're not regulated at all, and they found a loophole in the original legislation that says they're a game of skill as opposed to a game of chance. I've talked to a lot of folks that play those games, and they don't see where the skill comes in at all. They put their money in and pull the arm on it and hope to win. So I don't know how much skill there is in that. But they got away with it in some court cases that ruled in their favor. There's still court cases out there. But in the meantime, they're all over the place. They're in parlors. They're in, convenience stores. They're in pizza shops. But there's no regulation, and they're not paying any taxes, as opposed to what, the casinos do and online gaming, those type of things, pay taxes. These folks do not, so they're unregulated and untaxed.
And that said, and the casinos have a right to be upset because they go through very rigorous regulations, and they're saying, hey, this is actually taking opportunities away from us. What do you think the odds are of getting some regulations in this year?
Well, the odds are going to be tough to get them in this year. We don't have many days left before the end of the year to do that, but there is some determination from what I'm hearing to try to do that. So, we can always add days on and all that sort of thing. If we can get some consensus on what type of bill, how much the tax would be, what's the regulations in that where those skill games will be located. They shouldn't be everywhere. They shouldn't be in places where there's minors that go in. In my opinion, they should only be in licensed facilities. So bars could have them, VFWs could have them, those type of things, but not the Kogos and not the pizza place. That shouldn't happen because no one's watching who's playing them, and that's a problem.
All right, that said, we're with Senator Wayne Fontana, who's in Harrisburg. What else are what you would consider most timely and critical issues that need to be worked on immediately?
Well, that's it. Those things are percolating, and then we'll get into a lot of legislation that doesn't get done throughout the year as we go forward. But it's mostly about making sure that at this point that the budget's balanced and we're doing the things we need to do. We're dealing with a lot of funding. The debt bill that I mentioned earlier, that plays into what our caps will be issued at the end of the year. The gaming money is a whole other story. That goes regardless of the budget. That comes from gaming revenues, which obviously the skill games aren't paying into. But that goes to other projects, and I did a news release on that. I think you've seen it on some of the things that were funded in my district. But we still have to deal with the debt. Once the debt bill is okayed, then you know how much money you can bond, and we can help with a redevelopment grants to projects throughout the area. And of course, we have the downtown. We're trying to revitalize downtown Pittsburgh, so it's important to see what comes out of that debt bill and what dollars we can secure for redevelopment of downtown Pittsburgh.
When will you use the new airport, Senator?
I'm not a fly guy, so I think the last time I might have maybe a year ago I was in the airport, so I don't fly that often. My vacation trips are to see my daughter and grandkids down in Delaware, so I spend 6.5 hours in the car, so I don't fly that often. My son sometimes wants to drag me to Florida for something. I did go to Florida. That's when I went last March. I went to Pirate City for the first time in my life. So that was enjoyable. That's probably the last time I flew. So, I'm happy for them. I think it's great. I can only tell you that when I parked there, I thought I was walking forever to get to the terminal. I'm hoping that changed.
Yes, Senator, it has. Appreciate good. The time. Good Anything here. Else on your docket before you go?
No, Eric, everything's good. Just trying to get back into session. There's a bunch of committee meetings today. I was able to spend some time with you, but off to another meeting here.
All right. Appreciate the time. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Senator Wayne Fontana.
A bill to require the release of the Epstein files.
Let the truth come out. Let transparency reign.
Well, we'll see what happens. I think a lot of people at this point, no matter how they feel overall, happy to get to a point where, okay, this part's over now. What will it reveal?
And the new terminal at Pittsburgh International, getting good reviews from air travelers. Our Tamira Rush did some asking around on that yesterday.
If you were to rank this on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
Oh, definitely a 10.
That's pretty much how my take was from yesterday. People were excited. People were taking pictures and videos. And when they landed, some of them didn't realize they were going to be in a new airport. Then I thought, well, where's my car? It's hard enough to figure it out. But the good news is now you'll be able to park a lot closer.
I wonder how many people, Larry, out of 100, how many don't know yet about the new terminal that live here in Pittsburgh?
Well, it's interesting. I talked to somebody I think's in tune and very knowledgeable about current affairs. And she asked me, what is this draft thing?
Exactly.
And I go, you haven't heard about the NFL draft coming to Pittsburgh? No. Tell me. To your point.
And as long as we're on the topic of football, the question is, will the Steelers' starting quarterback play this weekend in Chicago?
Aaron's got a fracture in his wrist. It does not require surgery. Really, it's just about bracing it and securing it for his comfort and safety. It's about how functional he is. And so we don't have the answers to that. We stand here today, but certainly I would imagine we're going to get some clarity as we push through the week.
Coach Tomlin in his weekly press conference yesterday. Obviously, the number one question, how is Aaron Rodgers' wrist? You heard MRI shows no surgery necessary, but do you want to risk him?
Well, you know, the deal is, though, is that he's really good against the Bears in Chicago.
Yeah,
that's his history.
Is he really good when he's healthy as opposed to having a bad wrist on? And it's not his throwing hand, but still, if you fall, you get hit, you get a brace.
And then on the other hand, Mason Rudolph is just fine as a backup.
Well, duct tape him.
One of the better ones, I think.
Duct tape him and send him out, and or
duct tape.
or start Rudolph and have Rodgers as the backup, just in case.
Well, there you go.
We'll see what they do. As, again, Coach always says, let the week reveal itself.
I think we'll find out at the last minute, Larry.
Amen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.